This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2108. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 14th, Afghanistan, Algeria, Antarctica, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Japan, Kashmir, Korea, North and South, Madagascar, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Poland, Romania, Russia, Sao Tome, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Jazz on the Radio, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Michel Frémy forwards an item from Radio Du Monde on FB that Voice of America should continue to use transmitters in Afghanistan. U.S. AGM has launched a contract opportunity for repair, overhaul, rebuild, and supply services for generators. The request concerns the 16 FM broadcast sites and the medium wave 621 transmitter in Khost. However, Kai Ludwig reads further in the announcement, which says, "This is a sources sought notice, not to be construed as a solicitation announcement for market research purposes only." In communication of the British DX Club about Algeria, Ruben Pankoff reports, hearing an English slot on 531 kHz around 2345 to 2357 on September 20th, 23rd, and 26th, followed by 5 minutes in Spanish. English also heard on 23 September between 1945 and 1953, and Algiers medium wave transmitters on 891 and 981 kHz appear to be off the air, also reported by Simon Hawkenhull that 252, 549, and 1422 are also absent. And observations via remotes in Brazil of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It was missing from the expected time, Saturday, October 9th, but back on the air Wednesday, October 13th, until chopped off at 1644 UT. On October 12th, Chris Greenway forwards a notice from Rai in Argentina. "We regret to inform our listeners that our colleague Juan Antonio Tony Middleton passed away in Buenos Aires due to health complications at the age of 82. His distinctive British accent is part of the history of Rai, where he hosted the English language program for almost 3 decades. English-speaking listeners around the world remember his warmth and clarity on the air, not to mention his classic opening line, 'This is the international service of the Argentine radio.' We assume there will be some mention of this, if not already, on the current English broadcast of RAI via WRMI and their current voice in English, Fernando Farias. Direct from Argentina on shortwave now, we can only hear some pirates, at least they appear to be Argentine, as frequently monitored by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil. On 6940, Radio Estación Rio de la Plata, Argentina, heard October 6th at midnight 27 to 31 with music. On 6808, 6808 Radio from Buenos Aires, October 6th at midnight 32 to midnight 36 with jazz and rock instrumental music. And on 6935, the station called AD149, October 7th at 2310 to 2315 with pop music in English. He never mentions an ID, but presumably has some source pinning these down to Argentina. The only Brazilian audible here overnight on 31 meters is RVM, Radio Voz Missionaria, which occasionally has IDs in English, heard October 13th at 0600. It's nominally 9665, but had now drifted steadily upward, exceeding 1 kHz more, 9666.108, and wobbling slightly. Besides the Argentine pirates below 7 MHz, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports one more, this one from Chile, RCW on 6925. He gives the city as San Francisco, heard October 6th at midnight 15 to 23, this time relaying the Radio France International service to Brazil in Portuguese, which otherwise is not even on shortwave. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but in this case it's an improvement. The English broadcast to North America between midnight and 06 UT or later, supposedly on 6165, but instead jumping to 6145, that was the case, both on UT October 10th and 14th. So that makes it clear for WBCQ on 6160, which otherwise should never have got that close to Cuba. In fact, of the two North American English channels between midnight and 06 UT, you never know which two of the four frequencies will be in use. On October 13th at 0142, the other one was wrong, 5990 instead of 6000. And also on its second harmonic, 11980, barely audible. Something, something's always wrong, wrong, at RHC, RHC. October 11th at 1414, FMH weak S3 spur blobs were heard about 13637 and 13763, plus and minus about 63 kHz from 10 over 9, Havana, Cuba on 13700 AM, and with that signature F-sharp above middle C tone. Welcome back. Despite almost daily morningly band scans, none such noted for months. The last time a search hits on spur blob 13700 was my report of July 19th and 16th. I knew they could do it. Something's always wrong at RHC. Radio Ethiopia Home Service still intruding in the 40-meter handband on 7110. Upon Asil Omar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports it October 11th at 1430. Very respectable reception via long path. His local sunrise, 1410, Addis Ababa sunset at 1510 UT. Usual programming, chatting on the phone, Horn of African music, and IDs on the hour. A nice interval signal and audio cut off after the gong was rung only two times instead of the usual three. October 14th at 1443, I heard some very poor talk, but a glaringly off-frequency transmission measured on 11984.928. I figured it would be Saipan or Tinian, but it's listed as until 1500, VOA Kurdish via Byblis, Germany. After 15, however, it switches to Korean via Saipan on RFA. Anyhow, this does not speak well for U.S. AGM engineering. Their transmitters need a fine-tuning adjustment, like receivers have, and people to pay attention to it. The Voice of Indonesia external service in English continues to be nothing but a DX catch, since it transmits only via a low-power home service transmitter in Palangkaraya on 3325. Ron Howard in California reports that October 11th at 13 UT, but better than normal audio level. The English segment after the news, the patriotic song for You, Our Country, COVID-19 numbers, and Today in History. And at 1326, Indonesian Wonders. Rick Barton in Arizona reports NHK World Radio Japan on 13650, October 10th opening at 2230, with news in English. But that's the Thai language service until 2300. It continues for another hour after 23, but then it's colliding with Cuba, relaying China in non-Portuguese music. Those two half-hours, however, from Japan are supposedly in Vietnamese and Burmese. So it appears they are still substituting some English language news during other languages on weekends. We continue to monitor the clandestine Kashmir Kibitas via Romania from IRRS, Tuesdays only at 15 UT on 15170. I tuned in a bit late on October 12th, but as of 1508, they were completely in English, talking about the legacy of British colonialism before going back to Urdu a few minutes later. So it's worth checking in case you can actually hear them in English for a few minutes instead of just words in English mixed in with Urdu. If you're lucky, just before they chop off at 1529, you will hear part of the RRI interval signal. By the way, I'm listening via the remote in Holland. It's a just barely audible carrier direct to hear. Ron Howard in California reports on the Korean situation observed Monday, October 11th. KBS on 6015. Continues free of usual strong white noise jamming from the north, heard as early as 0628. There was some jamming audible underneath, but not a problem. checked at 1200 UT, Voice of the People from South to North Korea had made no frequency changes. However, they were still missing from 3480, which had been its best heard frequency. Still on 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. While Echo of Hope was on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105 at 1150. On October 12th, he was hearing 5995 as early as 0540 in the clear before Mali came on the air, after which Korea was unusable. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, provides the latest frequency changes of JSR, Yamaha Japan, that is, Shokaze or Sea Breeze, about North Korean abductions. The 13-14 broadcast on 5935 and 6040 instead of 5965 and 7295. The repeated 16-17 on 5955 and 5985, replacing 5920 and 6165. They are in Japanese or Korean, but English only on Wednesdays. Ivanov also reports what is probably a new clandestine broadcast in the HFCC schedules, but its identity unknown as yet, to start October 15th at 15 to 15:30 on 11555 via Madagascar in Tigrinya. In the NASPA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on doing some extensive Myanmar monitoring, first about 5915. October 5th, a fairly good signal from TuneIn at 12:40, finishing the 7 o'clock evening news in Burmese. At 12:45, in the music, starting with a romantic vocal duet, and more music heard past 13:10. Luckily, the CRI Mongolian service, which blocked the channel last season and is still scheduled, is missing. And he was also hearing it during the same hours on October 7th, 8th, and 10th. Other Myanmar radio frequency, 9730, heard October 7th from 1120 until pulled the plug at 1150. Unfortunately, this one is co-channeled to KNLS Alaska in Chinese. But he says, I applied the cerebral filter to keep the two separate. In communication of the British DX Club from Stig Hartvig Nielsen's European private shortwave stations list for September about plans for two new licensed Dutch shortwave stations. Sunlight on 5955. It plans to broadcast in November daily between 11 and 18 UT. And on 5990, Studio Deneker, D-E-N-A-K-K-E-R, startup date not known. However, it's registered with 1 kilowatt from 23 September, not yet reported. Established Belgian station, but transmitted from Netherlands, Radio Onda, is planning to use new 9520 in addition to 6140. And the new station, Radio Europe, on 6125, is registered at 14 to 23, and it earlier tested on 6115 instead, but heard now on 6125 with continuous techno music on 18 September at 1400. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2108. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. No new thanks for financial support can be rendered this week, but it might have been sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. In the form of money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. WORADIO at yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. So much for my endorsing the Saturday Night Request show from Radio New Zealand from 0608 UT on 11725 with a very good signal in North America. No sooner had I said that than they dropped that frequency. Now they're running 13840 until 0659 and then switching all the way down to 7245, skipping the 11 and 9 megahertz bands completely. But you still might be able to hear it on one of those frequencies. The current hours for 13840 are until 2158 and after 0259. In between, it's 15720. via Rusty X, Pavel Ivanov reports on Poland Longwave, 225 kHz, again being heard on October 8th. It had been off the air since September 27th due to regular maintenance. In the Worldwide DX Club, Wolfgang Guschel reports on the mailbox program from Radio Romania International in German, here in translation. They say our morning and evening broadcasts at 06 and 18 UT can currently only be received on DRM frequencies, 7325 and 7245, respectively. The BD-300-1 transmitter in Chiganeshchi, which failed in April, is to blame. In the meantime, the defective part of the transmitter has been replaced, but unfortunately, the new one was flawed. The transmission service provider, Radiocom, then resumed the tendering process. Unfortunately, we cannot now tell you when the problem will finally be resolved. We do, however, have the V21 broadcast frequencies for RRI via Paul Geiger in BDXC UK, and here are the English frequencies, including the ones which may not be currently in use, but once they are all back on the air from October 31st, and of course, the hours switch then to one real UT hour later, due to Europe going off summertime. To Western Europe at 0630 on 6040 DRM and 7345. At 12 on 13750 and 15460. At 18 on 6030 and 7350 DRM. At 2130 on 6030 DRM and 7375. At 23 on 6040 DRM and 7220. To Africa at 12 on 21470 and 17800. And North America East, 2130 on 6170 and 7310. And at 01 on 5990 and 7325. In North America West at 04, 6020 and 7410. To Japan at 23 on 7325 and 9620. To Australia at 0630 on 17780. And 21470. And to India at 04 on 11790 in DRM and also 13720 DRM. As always, in the case of RRI, broadcasts starting on the half hour are only half an hour long. The other ones are a full hour. In Rusty X, further discussion of a pirate seemingly in Western Russia on 3940. October 8th at 1728, Dmitry Kotozov in Ryazan is hearing music with a commentary. At 1730, the ID sounded like Pirate Radio greets you. Pavel Ivanov in Deneb Radio DX from Belgorod replies they often broadcast at this time with different content, mostly retro. Sometimes it thunders, sometimes a level of only 2 points. October 8th at 1826, Konstantin Barsinkov in St. Petersburg says, Radio Free Waves Bay, 3940, heard with a general three-level signal with atmospheric noise, too early for this range. Here's another USAGM transmission, significantly off-frequency. This one scheduled from the site at Saint-Thomas-et-Principe, 55 hertz above 12030 in French, October 11th until 0629, and audibly wavering. We've been reporting some strange changes in the times for the English broadcast from Radio Thailand World Service, HSK9, shifted one half hour earlier for reasons unknown, and here's another. 9920 to Europe, October 6th, monitored by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, via remote in Russia, between 1830 and 1930 UT, instead of 19 until 20. Something's often erroneous at Emerlair, October 13th at 2228. No signal from Voice of Turkey, English to North America, on 9830. And another mess-up is reported by Paul Geiger in Austria, British DX Club, October 13th at 12:30. That English broadcast, supposed to be on 15450, but was actually on 15410 instead of the Uyghur language program, supposed to be on that frequency. Thanks to Jeff White, we have some additional times for World of Radio on WRMI. And just this once, I'm going to take time to list all our airtimes on shortwave stations. You might want to copy this down if you don't have access to our website where it's always updated. This is as of October 14th, as best we know, first from WRMI. and the times are universal, as are the days of week. In the evenings, they are actually the previous day by local time in North America. 0130 UT Friday, 5850 and 7780. 0330 UT Friday, 5985. 2230 Friday, 5950. 0130 Saturday, 9395. 2330 Saturday, 5950. Midnight 30 Sunday, 7730. 2230 Sunday, 5950 and 9955. Midnight 30 Monday, 7730. 1030 Wednesday, 5850. 21 Wednesday, 7780. Midnight 30 Thursday, 9395 and 9455. 0130 UT Thursday, 5010. 1IRRS across Europe, 1815 Friday on 7290. On WMRI Europe, 1230 Sunday on 9670 via Germany. By the way, even I slipped last week and referred to that one as WRMI. No relation. On WBCQ, Area 51, 0300 UT Monday, 6160. And on Main WBCQ, 2100 UT Wednesday, 7490. We also noticed our relay via WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Missouri, was missing last week. They were off the air. Vern tells me he and his family were taking a much-needed vacation that week, but they'll be back from now on. Our World of Radio broadcasts are at widely variable times, approximately 1930 Saturday and 0300 UT Sunday on 1860. However, please note that from October 31st in Europe, our universal times will shift 1 hour later. And in North America, from November 7th, our times on WBCQ and WA0RCR go 1 hour later, and some but not all our times on WRMI. Bob Heil announced on his Theater Organ Under the Arch program on WTWW, UT Sunday, October 10th, that from now on it would be an hour long, 5085 WTWW2, but in stereo on that service's webcast. Highly recommended stereo for organ music. Times are far from precise, but it appears to be roughly midnight to 01 UT Sundays. However, after the time shift, that should be 1 UT hour later. In the World of Radio IO group, we've had an interesting discussion about jazz on the radio. Richard Langley in New Brunswick starts it off. On shortwave, jazz stations are few and far between. Some feature jazz from time to time, such as Radio Prague International, French on Sundays, during Dimanche Musical. VOA used to be the place to hear jazz, America's music, thanks to Willis Conover, but the VOA only broadcasts 1/2 hour of jazz on Sunday afternoons during the French service to Africa. A pity. In the U.S., many NPR stations stream their programming, including some specializing in jazz. In Canada, the premier jazz station, CJRT in Toronto, is available via the Internet, including a special channel devoted to Oscar Peterson. Stephen Rapley says, "My fondest memories of listening to shortwave as a teenager in the 60s was the delight when Willis Conover's calm voice presented his jazz hour on VOA. His pace, tone, and programming stood out like a beacon amidst everything else. No better way to test a newly built receiver. I see that his papers and recordings are at the University of North Texas Library." Richard Langley says there are many recordings to listen to. The link starts out digital.library.unt.edu. Ron Howard in California says, "Over the years, I've often enjoyed jazz programs via shortwave. Around 2011, I routinely listened to the weekly Sunday Jazz Kitchen Show via Trax FM Malaysia on 7295, normally with decent reception. Once I sent in a music request and they acknowledged it on the air and were surprised to learn they had a regular listener here in the States, one of very few times I heard my name over shortwave. More recently, Radio Educación Mexico 6185 has been playing a lot of nice jazz, but I believe not as a regular program." And this from Bill WD9EQD in New Jersey. "One of the best jazz programs on shortwave is Jazz from the Left by Raul. He's no longer creating any new shows. WRMI is running weekly broadcasts of the original program. Radio Havana has several nice jazz programs. A great reference for music on shortwave is the guide that Alan Rowe maintains for each broadcast season. They are available via the World of Radio group. Also, there are plenty of jazz stations on FM that can be streamed over the Internet. Some of my favorites, Jazz Night in America, weekly from NPR, Legends of Jazz with Ramsey Lewis on WDCB. I never knew Ramsey Lewis had hosted a radio show. Then there's an Internet station only called Radio Swiss Jazz. Stanford University hosts the Riverwalk Jazz programs for streaming, two of them in fact running programs one after another, 24 hours a day at Riverwalk Jazz. And finally, Rodney Johnson in Minnesota recommends a station especially good for old 50s standards, KCSM.org from California. Now about museums, from Sheldon Harvey's Radio HF Internet newsletter for October, the Rewind Museum, that is rewindmuseum.com. It evolved from 30-plus years of collecting old technology, a thorough history with dates next to each item, trying to include important firsts from a number of manufacturers. There are not many consumer electronics museums on the Internet. Those that are specialize in a particular area such as video or computing. Ours is unique in that it covers a wide range of vintage consumer electronics, concentrates on manufacturers' first achievements, such as the first VCR, the first laser player. And it's not just a collection of photographs and info. It actually exists once a year in a large exhibition for public display. Also, there are the Old-Time Radio Researchers, OTRR.org, a group of enthusiastic fans, avid listeners, and strong supporters of old-time radio, goals to restore, preserve, and share classic shows from the golden age of radio, 1930 to 1960. And finishing out our alphabet at V for Vietnam from the NASPA flash sheet, Ravis W. Perry in Illinois reports that Voice of Vietnam in Russian is mixing equally with the Voice of Korea in Chinese on 7220, October 5th, both with port affairs signals at 11:55. Korea goes off at 11:57, leaving Vietnam alone. Open carrier, 11:58, time pips, and music to open the 1200 Chinese service. And of course, in such a case, I must interject, however briefly it may have been, commies versus commies. In the MWDXer user group, a discussion about RF noise from solar panels. Colin Newell in Victoria, BC starts off, I have a neighbor who has an array and it puts out an S9 buzz on every frequency from 10 to 30 megahertz every 100 kilohertz during the day. If you multiplied this setup by 1,000 or 10,000 units, every aspect of the radio hobby would die. The neighbor's inverter is audible and visible on a spectrum analyzer half a kilometer away. Don Moman in Alberta replies, I have had an 8-kilowatt solar array here for many years, and the noise level is not significant. The panels themselves have nothing in them to cause noise. These are not the style with microinverters in the panels themselves. I do not use any form of charge controller other than Ohm's Law. I have recently converted to a GrowWatt 5000 ES solar inverter, and it appears to be nice and quiet without any extra filtering. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on October 19th, ANK indices of 12 and 4. Lesser peaks of 10 and 3 the day before and after, as well as October 25th. Solar flux rising from 85 October 15th to a brief peak of 100 October 26th, and down to 85 again by October 31st. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2108.